Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Rays push this thing to a Game 5. Gerrit Cole and Tyler Glasnow, two draft picks of the Pittsburgh Pirates, going up against one another in a Game 5 to move on to the ALCS. You've got a human sacrifice that will happen tomorrow. The Giants and the Patriots. That's going to be a complete and utter NFL embarrassment for the Giants, unfortunately, because they're all hurt and the Patriots might have their best team that they've ever had.
Looks like the Giants are getting back their two of their inside linebackers, Alec Ogletree being one of them.
Oh, okay.
So that
move
that
the line.
Good news, yes.
I mean, call Vegas, man. Call them. Let them know Ogletree's back.
I don't think it's a line-worthy movement.
No, of course not. No, it is not. Jerry is here with all of the stuff. Good morning, Jerry.
Well, good morning. Brought to you by the Ray Catena Auto Group. Schedule an appointment today to Ray Catena Service Center for first-class service at affordable prices. And we will start with the game at the Trop last night, and not a good start for Justin Verlander. Terrific start for Tampa.
The 2-2 pitch. Launch toward the left. Back at it is Brantley. He looks up. It's 1-0 Rays. Tommy Pham homers here. Two batters in, and the Rays take a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first.
And that is Rays radio with the call. Pham just annihilated a flat fastball, essentially, over the left field wall. They tack on a couple more. Travis d'Arnaud with an RBI single. Kind of has had eyes in it. And then Joey Wendell with a double to right. Willie Adames, the home run in the fourth. And in between, you had the big relay play.
Yarbrough on top. Breathes out and throws. Line drive to the gap, right center. On the move, Kiermaier can't get it. It short hops the wall. Plays the caramel. Tuve to third is being waved. Adames with a relay. Here's the throw. D'Arnaud's got it. He is out at home plate.
And again, Rays radio with the call.
Gotta make you
very
proud watching
play.
That, Jerry, as a baseball coach, man. Is
nice
this
play.
Like, just the greatest thing you've ever seen?
You know, it's funny because when they didn't send D'Arnaud in the first inning, I'm like, what are you doing?
I know. Pressure.
Send
put pressure
him.
On him. Let's go. Yeah, absolutely.
And then, you know, they show you the replay when you could actually hear the announcers. And they're like, oh, he would have been out by 20 feet. And this was a close play. Very well done.
But you know what? It was perfectly executed by the Rays. And that's what it takes to throw a guy like Altuve out. I mean, they're pushing the envelope. They want to score. They haven't scored. So they're trying to be aggressive. It's the right call by the third base coach,
yep.
by the way.
Yep.
And it could, because it takes a perfectly executed defensive play as the ball is going to be handled by three different people.
And let's not forget, with all the new rules with the catcher and blocking the plate, Travis d'Arnaud, where he was, and then kept his body in a place where Altuve couldn't get his hand in there, and it wasn't a violation. That's another part of this thing that kind of goes unnoticed.
Here's Kevin Cash, Kiermaier to Adames to d'Arnaud.
You cannot execute a relay any better than that. From KK to Willie, TD's tag. You're not talking about a catcher running around or some big lumbering guy. It's Jose Altuve, and everything had to be perfect, and it was. I mean, it was a bang-bang play.
Everything you just said, so that right from the Rays manager's mouth. Here's Kevin Kiermaier, down 0-2, now it's 2-2. Resilient bunch for sure.
It's incredible. It is. We've used that word a lot lately, and this is just another notch in the belt for all of us, showing how much of that resiliency we have.
And so they'll go to Houston for a Game 5. Now, Justin Verlander really struggled, and he knew early he didn't have his best stuff.
Once I got out there, pretty quickly realized the control just wasn't where I would like with the fastball, and then the slider was just kind of spinning all night, really. I wasn't doing a whole lot.
Four runs on seven hits, three walks, just 3 2/3, 84 pitches, only 52 for strikes. Didn't seem to have it at all, and he came out in that fourth inning. For Tampa, they used six pitchers, with Blake Snell getting the final two outs for the save in his first career relief appearance. And this will go to what you were talking about, G. Maybe you two of them were about the crowd at the Trop. I was actually blown away to hear Josh Reddick say this.
We were a little surprised by, you know, how loud and how, you know, much intensity was in this atmosphere. We haven't really played very well, you know, with something like that. I wouldn't say play very well, but that's probably bad wording. But you know, just maybe not used to that many crowd, that much crowd, that much atmosphere here. So maybe it was a little different for us coming in. But that's no excuse. We go back home. We got to take care of business.
That's like the Astros from a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
They couldn't win at Yankee Stadium,
right?
But couldn't lose at home.
Yep, absolutely. And that's why you have to favor him in a game five. But I mean, he backtracked, but he told the truth. I believe he told the truth at first and realized how bad that sounded. It was like, well, maybe I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but anyway, the crowd really got in our heads.
That's what it sounds like.
We weren't ready for that, especially in this dump of a building.
Yeah. Game five will be tomorrow night with Cole and Glasnow, as you guys pointed out. Yankees get the winner of this series, which will start on Saturday. Tonight, two game fives. You got the Cardinals in Atlanta. Jack Flaherty facing Mike Foltynewicz. Flaherty says, ready to roll.
I'm so prepared that, you know, I get into certain situations. I know what I'm comfortable doing. I know what I'm not comfortable doing.
He hopes to have his best stuff tonight for sure. The later game will be the Dodgers and Nationals. Walker Buehler with Clayton Kershaw right behind him taking on Steven Strasburg. Meantime, a lot of managerial openings in baseball. Joe Girardi, who did the game last night in Tampa when you could hear him, was a guest with Mike on The Fan. Mike asked him if he has interviewed anywhere yet.
I can't tell you if I have or haven't, but okay. I expect there to be some.
You do expect. Okay, so you expect to be in the loop here.
Yes, I do.
He would not say anything.
Yeah.
What do you want him to say?
Right, what is he supposed to say?
No. Yeah, I interviewed with a team.
He's going to be in a loop here. Don't worry about it. He's in a loop here.
We know Joe Madden's interviewing with the Angels. That's
but he's in
secretive.
A loop too here.
Right, he's going to be the manager of the Angels.
Yeah.
You know? So I just hope that Joe Girardi is a guy who gets a legit opportunity from Brody Van Wagenen and the Mets.
What are you going to pay him?
I'd pay him whatever he wants, man.
You would.
That's what I would do.
What will Fred and Jeff pay him?
Well, you could pay Jerry's Familia $10 million. You can pay Joe Girardi $3 million.
But they had Joe Girardi on with Mike, and we had Jack Curry on with Maggie and Bart.
I
felt a little more for my colleague, John Flaherty, who joins Boomer and Gino in the morning.
Oh, no.
Gino.
Yeah, we got a little Gino going on here.
Oh, no, Jack.
Did they correct him?
Probably not.
They did not.
Oh,
they
didn't? My goodness. Oh. Come on, Jack, for crying out loud.
I mean, does he realize, like who you are and what you've become?
Yeah, I guess not. Damn, Jack Curry, writing for the New York Times and your great career that you've...
Boomer and Gino in the morning.
I got a lot of that in the beginning, and I haven't heard that in like a year and a half.
Boomer and Gino in the morning.
Yeah. Thanks, Eddie. I appreciate it, man.
Dude, get used to it.
Really?
People were still calling Craig Carlin in year nine.
No, I know.
Carlin,
know. Listen, if people can't pronounce Sam Darnold's name correctly,
true.
He's the quarterback
You're
of the
right.
Jets. So
I read a tweet from Big Head Michael Kay that the lovely Chris Carlin will be on with them today.
Lovely and talented, yeah.
Lovely and talented. I mean,
see ya!
I love Chris Carlin, but I don't necessarily know that I would like describe him as lovely.
Yeah,
lovely
is an interesting word. Yeah, I would go with a different adjective. A
lovely, big, huggable bear.
Well, it wasn't that. It was lovely and talented.
Yeah, lovely and talented.
I'm not an animal.
I know you're not, because you wouldn't have used the words lovely and talented.
It's true.
Yeah, lovely. I could come up with like at least 50 other words to describe Chris Carlin before I got to lovely. But hey, he is lovely as well.
Happy-go-lucky.
Certainly.
I was listening to the Rutgers-Maryland game a little bit with him, right?
Probably not happy-go-lucky that day.
No, they were talking
crap bowl!
They were talking about anything but the game.
Yeah, well, he had to pass the time.
They were talking about candy corn. I'm like, okay. Is that just
Boomer, kiss my ass.
All right. Jeez. Stop it, you talented, lovely son of a bitch.
Go f*** yourself.
Those games are tough to do.
They are week after week.
Not easy. Thursday night football, Giants take on the Patriots. Sterling Shepard won't play. Saquon Barkley, Evan Engram, Wayne Gallman, not likely to play, but have not been ruled out, as Pat Shurmur was asked about the status of Barkley and Engram.
It's out there that Engram and Saquon aren't expected to play. Is that accurate?
You didn't hear that from me.
And he would continue to get peppered about all that stuff.
I understand that you're curious about the injuries. I really don't have anything to add other than what's out there.
Sounds like
some of what's out there is not stuff that we put out.
Yeah, that's right.
Pat Shurmur.
Our doctors.
Yeah, their doctors. But that sounds
your
like
doctors,
Tay Davis and Alec Ogletree will play, which is good news for the Giant defense.
Well,
they're going to need it.
Sure.
Any additional player helps. That's helpful. Yes. That is true. Sunday, the Jets take on the Cowboys. Sam Darnold will be back at quarterback. In Dallas, Jerry Jones did his weekly interview with Sean and RJ on The Fan. Tough start to the interview for the Cowboy owner.
We all are disappointed over the game there against just a minute, I've spilled some coffee.
Just... Poor guy. Coffee all over his lap.
That would be the Packers.
First thing in the morning.
That would be the Packers where you had former President Bush there and Ellen DeGeneres sitting next to each other. And everybody getting ticked off that two people could sit next to each other.
I know. She had to apologize or explain herself or something. What in the hell? Why?
Because the Twitter police were out there.
Oh, my goodness.
Screaming at everybody.
Now, do you think that that was a cover-up? Like, Jerry Jones just legitimately forgot who they were playing, and then he used the coffee
I don't think he forgot at all. No. I think he legitimately spilled coffee on his lap.
He's an old man. I don't know.
How could you forget about, Aaron Rodgers and the Packers?
Because he's an old guy. We all forget about stuff.
He's pretty good with that stuff. Yeah. My guess is he literally spilled the coffee, and he's trying to still talk while, sopping it up if he can.
He's sopping up the coffee on his lap.
He was at the end of the interview asked about the odds of Jason Garrett.
Jason Garrett runs over with a paper towel.
Here you go, boss.
I guess there's a line on Garrett getting fired in season.
Don't bet any money against that happening. You'll lose it.
Okay.
Now, this would not be good. Let's say you were Brett Maher and you were the kicker of the Cowboys and you heard your owner say this.
His performance so far is giving us... when we step up there, we don't know if it's going to or not.
That's not what you want.
A lot of owners can say that about their
kickers. I know.
That Cody Parkey's back in the league. The guy who the Bears, made such a big deal out of cutting
Who hired him?
The Titans.
I did not see that.
They cut Cairo Santos. He missed four field goals against the Bills this past
week.
That
we did see, yes.
Yeah, so you have a lot of kickers out there on the street. Where's our guy?
Yeah, Josh Henshaw. I don't know, man.
And where's Vedvik?
He doesn't want to kick anymore.
He's done.
Yeah, he said he doesn't. He'll be a punter. He does not want to kick because
no one's
have
hired
it in him
to punt, have they?
Vedvik.
No. Yeah.
And he wants to go back to Norway.
The Steelers face the Chargers Sunday night. Here's Mike Tomlin trying to get Devlin Hodges ready.
He has a lot less exposure, a lot less in-helmet preparation.
In-helmet preparation.
Most of his preparation has been out-helmet. We put him in-helmet to do the in-helmet preparation. We have done a lot of preparation with him out-pantsed, which is a new method this year. We will put him in-pantsed and in-shirts and then in-helmet
and
helmet. Then on field. And then we'll see his preparation at that point.
Devlin Hodges.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. He
he actually looked okay. I mean,
he didn't play badly.
No, he didn't.
Well, he was asked Tomlin about the rumors that the Redskins might want him.
I'm the head coach of a 1-4 football team that's going on the road to play a Hall of Fame caliber quarterback with my third quarterback. You think I'm worried about anything this week other than that?
There you go.
Todd Bowles' name has surfaced for the potential Redskins. Remember, he played for the Redskins. So Todd Bowles could be back on the sideline as a head man.
Oh, my goodness.
Just what the Redskin fan wants. Yeah.
Hail to the Redskin.
Hail victory.
During a Raider interview on Tuesday, Kevin Durant spoke about why star players have not signed with the Knicks. Quote, I think fans look at the Knicks as a brand. Younger players in their lifetime don't remember the Knicks being good. I've seen the Knicks in the finals, but kids coming up after me didn't see that. So that whole brand of the Knicks is not as cool as, let's say, the Golden State Warriors or even the Lakers or the Nets now. You know what I'm saying? The cool thing now is not the Knicks.
The Nets? The Nets are cool?
The Nets are trendy right now.
That's really the cool thing, Kevin Durant's
eyes. They may become
the
team in China now.
Maybe you can.
They are there. Are they still going to play?
Supposedly they're going to play, but... They also, there was a big mural of the Houston Rockets in a gym in Shanghai, and they were painting over the Houston Rockets. Like, the Houston Rockets are persona non grata now, right?
Yeah, of course. It's only going to get worse from here.
And your man, Adam Silver, is basically trying to put it all back in the box and trying to thread the needle now.
Right. I mean, he's about 85 pounds, and he lost 10 pounds in the last 3 days. And Kevin Durant, by the way, was back fighting with people on Twitter yesterday. If you go through his replies, he's fighting with all the Knicks fans, and he's like, you wouldn't say that to my face and all this stuff. I mean,
I can only imagine the things that were said to him. Why he looks at it, I don't understand.
That's what I'm saying. He's bored. He must enjoy it to a certain degree.
I guess.
It's like Al Dukes enjoys that stuff, right, Al?
Right, yeah, guy, he has to, because he can't be that, I don't know, attached to it. It makes no sense to me. He must end up enjoying it.
And the Oilers beat the Islanders 5-2. James Neal, a couple of power play goals. He scored four times on the night.
All right.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.